It's been amazing. I mean, going to camp, I was scared. I knew no one, it felt like. Like, I knew the two guys I had stayed with, but other than that, everyone was kind of, like, not on my, like, radar, right? I'd never met any of them until that move-in day. So I was worried. I was scared. And then I really realized that if I just was myself, it really created, like, a very team-centered atmosphere. And I just felt like this was, like, what I had seen when I had visited was now what I was a part of. And, like, it just clicked like that. And I just felt instantly, like, a part of the family, a part of the brotherhood, whatever you want to call it. And then through that, with, like, incoming freshmen now, like, the recruiting process, I've realized, yeah, you don't really have to put on a front to get to, like, draw people in. You just have to be yourself, because that's what they really want to see. So it's been really cool to grow into the family that has been here for the last a lot of years. Like, as long as the cross country team's been around, I can just imagine year after year people come in and they're like, I want a family of people that are willing to suffer, because at the end of the day, cross country is mainly just shared suffering. That's how I've heard it put before, and I truly agree with that. So finding people who are willing to wake up at 5:30 in the morning to go do a 5:45 workout, or stay up late because other people can't make it to practice, it's just been really sweet to be a part of that group and family.